You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For a recap of election spending, the dollars and the cents in Michigan, we turn now to the Michigan Campaign Finance Network's Craig Mauger. Craig, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So let's first talk about the presidential campaign in Michigan, Craig. So we know over the last few weeks, Michigan suddenly became a battleground state, the belle of the campaign ball. We saw both candidates and their surrogates barnstorming across Michigan, rallying supporters and getting out the vote. How did that translate into campaign spending here?
Yeah, from what we can tell right now, that last week before the election on Tuesday, Michigan saw a ton of campaign spending. The candidates basically backed up a truck and dumped some money here. Hillary's campaign did the most spending. I think her campaign and her super PAC ran about $1.9 million in TV ads in Michigan over the seven-day period from November 1st to November 7th. Trump's campaign spent money here as well, running about $600,000 in broadcast ads from November 1st through November 7th. So that all amounts to 7,000 broadcast TV ads from those two campaigns.
I saw full-page newspaper ads, so we know they were buying print as well. Yeah, a lot of money spent. That was a major blitz, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a major blitz, and it came really late. I mean, it was just over that last 7 days. Basically, in October, Michigan didn't see any significant spending. In September, there was a small buy by the Trump campaign kind of early in September. But other than that, it was quiet here until that last week where things just really took off.
Now, as for the state house, Democrats were certainly believing they had a chance to take control, which obviously didn't happen, but that hope meant some pretty big spending in state house races. What are the numbers you have?
Yeah, we have a partial picture of what the overall spending is going to be at the end of the day. But right now, in the 16 state house races where there was significant spending happen, it amounts to about $12 million in spending. I think in 2014, there were three state house races that went over $1 million individually. This year, we could have possibly eight races go over $1 million, but very likely we'll have seven races. As it stands today, we don't have all the data in yet. We have five races that went over $1 million. So there was a ton of spending in these competitive races. But the thing is, and how crazy this election is, if you look at the races where the spending was happening, it doesn't really match up with the races that were really close. I mean, some of them do, but there are races that were among the top 10 closest races that weren't even receiving spending because things are just so askew from what the parties were expecting and what the people in general were expecting.
We also saw the three congressional races that were deemed to be super competitive. We saw the seventh, we saw the first, and the eighth, with the Republican candidates winning in all three. And were they hit hard by ads of the residents in those districts?
Oh, yeah. There was a ton of spending in the first, seventh, and eighth district. As it stands right now, the first district in northern Michigan has the distinction of being the one that received the most spending. Independent spenders, not the two candidate campaigns, dropped about $5 million in the first district. $5 million. And when you throw the campaigns in there, that is going to end up being somewhere around $8 to $9 million in total spending. The 7th and 8th saw an extreme amount of spending as well, not close to $8 million. I think the 7th is going to end up around $6 million, maybe $5 million when it's all said and done.
I know, Craig, by its very definition, the dark money is tough to track, but have you got any sense of just how much of it went into this election in Michigan, or maybe comparison to years prior?
I mean, it's difficult to compare dark money spending in Michigan because, like you said, it's hard to track. We're getting better at tracking it, though. I mean, we're getting better at figuring out ways we can put numeric values on the amount of dark money in our system. There was a lot of dark money this cycle. I think we've tracked at least $6 million in spending in state house races, the Supreme Court races, some other ads that were kind of geared at the presidential race and congressional races where Michiganders will not be able to know who wrote the checks to the groups that ran the ads. So that tracking is $6 million in dark money, and it's much more than that. We saw many mailers go out from mystery groups, robocalls go out from mystery groups, where Michiganders have no idea who's behind those robocalls, who's behind those mailers, but yet these groups are trying to influence voters.
And I saw your piece on your website for the Michigan Campaign Finance Network about the dark money spending for Prop A, the community benefits proposal in Detroit. That was a big player, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a lot of mystery money that went into defeating Prop A. I can't even wrap my arms around exactly how much money that group, Detroit Jobs First, spent. It seems pretty secretive at this moment. One day we will know, but right now it's a mystery. They were running lots of TV ads across all the different networks. They had a social media campaign. They were very active, but the public has no idea who's behind that group, and that's extremely unfortunate.
From a campaign finance point of view, Craig, what is your big takeaway, if you could sum it up in a sentence, from this year's election season?
Money is playing as large a role as it has in our political system. Some people may say, you know, look at Donald Trump. He didn't raise more money than Hillary Clinton, and he still won. But it seems to be a very isolated situation. There are examples from across the country, U.S. Senate races, the presidential primaries, where individual donors who could write checks of, you know, $5 million were holding sway and becoming more valuable to candidates than ever before. There was a competition for these large donors' support. And when candidates are competing for the support of a small group of large donors, it is not a positive thing for democracy.
Craig Mauger is with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Appreciate your time, Craig. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.